First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. So where are you this week, Onanta?
I'm very blessed. I'm in Southampton in the UK. I am waiting for my cruise to begin tomorrow. So we're spending a couple of days here.
Nice. And yes. I understand that we have a special guest this week.
Yes, we do. We have Michelle. She is one of the owners of the Number 4 Carlton Hotel. And I was scouting around for hotels to stay in before the cruise. And I came across this one. It's in a great location. It's fairly new. It only opened in May of this year. Yes. And I really enjoyed the pictures on their social media with regards to the rooms. And I'm going to turn it over to Michelle and just get her to tell us about this beautiful property. It's a really nice boutique hotel that clients and guests should consider if they're coming from a cruise or going on a cruise in Southampton. So welcome.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Michelle. I'm one of the owners of Number 4 Carlton Hotel in Southampton. So we are a boutique hotel here in Southampton. As Onanta said, we are fairly new, so we opened in May of this year. And basically, we have 9 bedrooms here, all each bedroom's designed very differently. We use special designers called Alexandra James Interior Designers to design our beautiful hotel. So as I said, each room is really different, really intimate, very romantic. Pre-cruise stays, celebrations that we offer here. We do offer packages as well for celebrations, anniversaries, birthdays, or just something if you want to celebrate something special, then yeah, that's what we offer here.
And it's really easy to walk from the property to the quay, to the shopping areas, to the historic sites. That's what my partner and I have been doing all day, is exploring Southampton on foot. It's a lovely, lovely destination to consider in conjunction with your cruise stay, or maybe as part of your route on your journey throughout the UK. So very nice to be here. And I'm actually celebrating this, my special day in this hotel. It's my birthday. So
happy birthday. Woohoo! Happy birthday.
So I chose wisely, very wisely.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the area where the hotel is. I know you touched on it, Onanta, but I've never been to Southampton. So when I think Southampton, I think cruise ships, and I think, I think about the Titanic mostly, because that's where it sailed out of. Is there some sort of museum or historic site or anything like that?
So we are based in Carlton Place. So Carlton Place is very historic in terms of in the 1800s, a lot of army and navy officers were based here, and these were actually their houses. This is quite good in terms of getting into the city centre. So you can get to the quays, you can get around to really nice restaurants, a few bars and places like that, if you'd like to do that, bit of shopping, seeing the sights. In terms of museums, we are near the Sea City Museum, where you can actually see a model of the Titanic as well. And funny enough, we do have a model in our reception of the Titanic too. So yeah, there's a lot of history around here, and we've got the Great City Walls as well, which are walking distance around Southampton that you can have a look at and explore.
And what about the road that we're on right now? Because you had mentioned that there were previously military housing.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, they were military housing back in the 1800s, and also they're all Grade 2 listed buildings. So it's quite different to other roads in Southampton. We are very different. So it's stunning and crisp, and all of them here are the same. It gives you sort of that London, Chelsea, Knightsbridge sort of vibe as well. So it's nice to have that in Southampton too.
Yes, it is gorgeous. And it's exactly the vibe that you do get. And what I like about it, from this road, as I say, we can easily walk to so many different restaurants and bars and attractions. So it's a great location for you to explore as for myself or for future guests.
Michelle, you mentioned you have 9 rooms. Can you describe some of the rooms for us?
Absolutely. So we've got 2 executive rooms, and one of them has got an amazing marble sort of bathroom. It's got a bath in, so it's really like romantic and dark in that sense. We've also got the other executive room as well, which has a lovely electrical fireplace as well that generates heat. So they're stunning. Ananta's room that you're in is actually one of my favourites. So it's called The Night, and it also gives you that sort of like chic sort of vibe as well. Your bathroom is stunning. It's one of my favourite bathrooms.
It is stunning.
So we have those sorts of rooms, which are the superior king rooms. We've got two rooms as well that have skylights above them with electrical blinds as well. So if you want it to be dark or if you want it to be bright in the mornings, it's so stunning to see. We've also got deluxe rooms as well, which are sort of like the basic rate rooms, but also still absolutely gorgeous. So one of them takes you to a trip to Paris when you're in the room, which is called Le Fleur, which gives you that sort of floral Parisian sort of vibe. So that describes a little bit about our rooms without giving too much away.
Okay. You know, Randy, I have to tell you about the lovely little touches in each of the room. So for an example, there's complimentary Pringles. Have you ever had salt and vinegar Pringles before?
No.
I know. I have now. It's fantastic.
They're my favorite crisps.
Yeah. And then we also have like one red, one white little bottle of wine. We've had it upon arrival. And then there was in our room again today. And there's cookies. You can have a coffee or tea making machine in there. As well as every morning you get like a wonderful, wonderful box continental breakfast. So very fresh pastries as well as fruit and very healthy and yummy cereal. And there's milk in the fridge, all complimentary. There is the wine, as I mentioned, some Coke or water if you enjoy, and lots of little touches like in the bathroom. The toothbrush is bamboo.
Michelle, are you full up? Is this a busy time of year? Is it always busy? You're mentioning that Southampton is where a lot of cruises start and finish from. So are you full? And how was the summer, by the way?
Yeah, so we are really full at the moment. We are fully booked tonight, which is amazing to see. We have got an event called The Boat Show at the moment. So definitely check that out if you've got time. So weekend of The Boat Show and also week as well of The Boat Show next weekend. So we are really full in terms of that. Like I said, we do have a lot of cruise goers, so pre-cruise and post-cruise. So we do get really packed from about Thursday to Sunday. And then we have some quiet times as well in the week. But obviously, you know, we're more than happy to have anyone from anywhere around the world.
Right. And you can book online or through your favorite travel agent, for sure. And I would suggest that people go on to their Instagram and their Facebook. Do you want to just tell us your tags?
So our Instagram tag is No. 4 Carlton Hotel, and same for Facebook as well. So that's No. 4 Carlton Hotel.
That's wonderful.
Well, Michelle, thank you for joining us. It was wonderful to learn about the No. 4 Carlton Hotel. I put it on my list of places to go. I've always wanted to take a transatlantic crossing with Cunard. So maybe we'll stay there for a couple of nights before or after we do that in the future.
Please do. It'd be absolute pleasure to host you. And thank you very much, Randy.
We chatted with you last week when you began your tour of the UK. So what was your week like?
It was amazing. Like, it was always a bucket list to explore Cornwall in depth. We did rent a car, so it was easy to navigate around. When I say easy, just put quotations about it. Like, my partner drove, and it, like, we have to first of all get over your jet lag because you're still, you know, adjusting to the time, but also you're driving on the opposite side of the road. And Cornwall, we ended up on roads that were just like single car width and very high hedgerows. So people got that it's the norm here, where if another car is incoming, you just back up to the, they have little cutouts in the road that you can kind of tuck yourself in so the other car can go by. So that was definitely an adventure, to say the least.
No kidding.
Yeah. So don't Don't drive a car the second you get into the UK. Give yourself a day or so. And then we, you know what, one of the big things I really enjoyed was I read a lot of books that are based in Cornwall. And one of the things I've always heard about is the beautiful coastal walks. They're like on top of the cliffs that overlook the ocean. The beaches, Randy, are incredible. They're like white sandy beaches. You do have to kind of respect the tides in and when they're out. But it was amazing walking on these paths and just enjoying nature and just the beautiful scenery. So we did a few days of that, which we, you know, truly enjoyed. The weather has been cooperating with us. It's actually quite still warm here. It's about 25, 26 today in Southampton. So very, very lovely and very hardly any wind. So that makes it fun. And then also, while we were there, also have to make sure that you enjoy a pub. Like, you know, that's one of the best parts is, is, you know, maybe go for Sunday roast or just go for a great burger and chips. They call them chips here, the fries. And yes, they're so good. So good. And if you like beer, lots of different types to try. We didn't do a lot of shopping, but there's lots to see and to do as far as that's concerned. As I don't know if I told you last time, we went to Padstow, a little village, a little town, all surrounded a harbor. And then that's one of our day out trips. We went to Berg Island too, and this was in Devon. And Berg Island is famous for Agatha Christie staying there. She wrote two books there. We had afternoon cream cheese. It was lovely. The hotel was all Art Deco, lots of little memorabilia from Agatha Christie herself. The view was amazing. We were there where we actually could walk across the sandbar to the island. But when we were done exploring the island and having tea, there was these huge sea tractors that took us back through the tide to the other side because you couldn't go back when the tide is in.
So I would think that you got to be very mindful of the tide, right?
Because
you don't want to be trapped, right?
Yeah, on when you go on the beach walks, definitely, because there's been, you know, we definitely saw where they had the Cornwall Air and Rescue Team, where they were set up, because they do have that happen to them, where they have to go out and, you know, take care of people who are stranded and they can't get up because the tide's in.
So tell us about the cruise that you're going on next week. This is why you're in Southampton, right?
Right. So we're going on a 12-day British Isles tour. We're going into Scotland, into Glasgow. We're going into Belfast, which I'm looking forward to going, because that's where I think the Titanic was built. So another Titanic story.
Yeah.
And then going to Giant's Causeway. And then we're also going into Cork, where we overnight. So I'm looking forward to that. And then we actually end up the cruise. We visit one day in Bruges in Brussels and one day in Paris before we head back to Southampton.
Sounds wonderful. Any celebrations for your birthday today?
We're just going out for dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So excited.
I know. So what's been the big highlight that stood out so far in your adventure?
Walking the coastal path, because I just always heard about it. People who watch PBS know the show Poldark, and there's a lot of scenes in this area for that show. And that's kind of fun for me just to kind of know I've seen the show where all these locations were filming locations.
Well, enjoy your birthday and enjoy your cruise. We'll try and check in with you next week. You'll be in the middle of your cruise, so I'm excited to hear all about that.
That sounds great. Look forward to chatting with you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Take care, Randy.